let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. The educational science book, Myths, Lies, Illusions, and the Way Out by Valentin Malinoff is revealing our collective misconception of reality and our incorrect understanding of who we are, where we come from, the origin of the universe, the purpose of our existence, the origin of life, global warming, the facility of Big Bang Theory, and our total misunderstanding of the principles of democracy. Valentin writes that we are living in a society where the scientific truth is carefully suppressed, twisted, and falsified with wrong political, social, and economic reasons. Val was born in Bulgaria. His education includes engineering, electrical, radio communications, building and construction, home sustainability, music, art, and chemistry. Also the inventor of the spherical combustion engine, Val Rotary Engine. Val has received a national bronze medal in whitewater slalom. He escaped from the communist regime of his native country by a three-day solo journey using a kayak across the Black Sea. He's a member of the Astronomical Society of Victoria. His special interests are physics, quantum mechanics, astronomy, philosophy, classic music, art, and contact with nature. Valentin Malinoff, author of Myths, Lies, Illusions, and the Way Out, from Melbourne, Australia, via Skype, joining us on This Week in America. Val, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Hello, Rick. Thank you for having me.
It is a pleasure. This is such an important topic, and you really know what you're talking about, and the book is receiving rave reviews for your presentation. Let's start, first of all, with the reason and the purpose for writing this book. What was the inspiration behind the reason, the purpose for writing this?
The aim of the book is to expose our false knowledge and to help our society to find a way out of current economic and social degradation. All our problems is coming from our wrong decisions, which are taking and results for us is our economic and political stagnation.
Yes.
The book is revealing that the modern society has created a well-lubricated system of self-deception, which is bringing us our incorrect understanding of the world. This is the root of all our problems. All our problems, like global warming, economic stagnation, loss of industry, massive job losses, international disunity, end of economic cooperations, and new mysterious pandemics and draconian social restrictions imposed on the population. All those problems are a result of our twisted perception of reality. We have to understand that our governments for a long time has politicizing our knowledge and is twisting our understanding of the world. As a result of this political intervention in our knowledge, we become a species with distorted perception of reality. The problem is there where any living organism or organized society that have a distorted perception of reality is in imminent and mortal danger. This could also be the reason why space is silent and nobody is answering our signals. The book is explaining all our major theories for understanding of the world and why they are wrong, as Big Bang Theory, the origin of life, modern human origin, theory of evolution, and theory of relativity. The book is answering all those vital questions of our life. The most important part of the book is the chapter of democracy. There is explained that to replace one crook politician with another is not a democracy. There is good explanation that our understanding of democracy is absolutely wrong. The book is providing also knowledge how to build a correct social system based on real and stable democracy, ways included a legal system of control over politicians, an effective measure preventing corruption. This is the only possible way out of our economic, political, climate, and social degradations. The book is explaining that the instrument of mass destruction as nuclear, bioengineering, and artificial intelligence can be controlled only by ethical, harmonious, and united society. Until those instruments of destruction are in the hands of corrupt individuals, our humanity has no future. The book is providing knowledge of how we have to organize ourselves and how to build an ethical and prosperous society.
Boy, there's a lot there, and it's covered so well in Valentin's book, Myths, Lies, Illusions, and the Way Out. Valentin Malinoff, if you're Googling, it's V as in Victor, A-L-E-N-T-I-N, Malinoff, M-A-L-I-N-O-V. I'll give you that throughout the program so you can get information on the book. You'll find it at Amazon and the usual places. Val, where are the main problems in our society coming from?
The main problem of our society is our distorted perception of reality. I have to explain why it is of such importance. Any animal or organized society which losing its perception of reality is destined to disappear. For example, animal which loses its hearing or vision has no choice to survive. The same is valid for the organized society like ants or bees. If the ants, for example, choose good and high ground for their colony, they're okay. But if they choose lower ground, the first flood will wipe them out. The same will happen with bee colony. If they choose a rotten tree for their colony, the first storm will break the tree and the bee colony will be gone. We are not exempt of this rule. The same rule is valid for our society also. If we have the wrong perception of reality and we do not consider the environment on grand scale, like the universe and our place in the universe as society, the consequences for our civilization will be catastrophic.
A lot of problems that we're facing, and you call them out in detail and so well in your book, Myths, Lies, Illusions, and the Way Out. Let's start from the very beginning. What is the first step which our society has to take to be able to solve our current problems? You give us a lot to deal with. What's the first step we have to take that will get us on the way to solving these problems?
The first step which we have to take is to allow us to talk freely about problems and the state of our knowledge. We have to stop politicizing everything and labeling the people with different opinion as conductors of fake news and fake knowledge. We have to realize that we cannot solve our problems if we are not allowed to discuss them freely without fear of repercussion.
With us by satellite from Melbourne, Australia, Valentin Malinoff, the author of the book Myths, Lies, Illusions, and the Way Out. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. We'll have a link on our website to go directly to get information on Val's book. Give us an example of what and why some of the major theories are wrong. I listed some in the beginning that you address. I'm turn it over to you and let you go through and tell us why some of these are wrong. And these are very serious issues that we have a misconception of. What are some of the examples you could give us?
Probably it would be good to start with the theory for the origin of life, which is part of the theory of evolution. For example, Charles Darwin always is presented as old and wise man. But what the reality is, it would be interesting to know the facts that the theory of evolution was delegated not to biologists, but to 21-year-old art student Charles Darwin. To him was given a ship and 4-year scientific expedition around the world. On his arrival, the media has proclaimed him as one of the greatest scientists of the world before he was publishing anything. If you know this fact, you seriously should start to ask questions. What really is going on?
Yes.
The fact is that theory of evolution is suffering a major catastrophic problem. The problem is so-called the minimum necessity complexity of life. That means that even single-cell organism need minimum complex of biological structure to be able to function. The problem is there where this minimum complexity of biological structure are of enormous sophisticated level, unachievable by gradual evolution. Such minimum complexity cannot be achieved but by gradual evolution. In the book, I am giving an example of how sophisticated are even the single-cell organisms. We have to realize that random mutation are destructive process. Random mutation cannot be constructive mechanism. Constructive mechanism you have when the odds of success are bigger than 50%. With random mutation, the odds of success are one against many quadrillions in favor of failure. We have to be realistic and not to deceive ourselves. It is impossible to play a game against such odds and to win consecutively millions and millions time each time you spin the roulette.
Boy, that is such powerful information in Val's book, Myths, Lies, Illusions, and the Way Out. How about the Big Bang Theory? Give us some of the misconceptions about that.
With the Big Bang Theory, we have a similar story. Big Bang Theory is not product of scientists, but is product of Belgian priest Georges Lemaître, who has been a mathematician but didn't understand well astronomy and physics. And if you look with eyes of specialists, you will find a range of conflicting and impossible claims in this theory. Not a long time ago, the astronomers has discovered cosmic microwave background. This is some radiation which coming from the outer rim of observable universe, and declare that the cosmic microwave background is the glow of the Big Bang, and we actually see with our eyes the Big Bang event. On the surface that looks fantastic, but I don't think that will stand. The problem is there, where if you look carefully the NASA diagram of Big Bang, you will find that the biggest proclaimed proof of the Big Bang event is the bigger evidence that Big Bang never happened, because cosmic microwave background is coming from the opposite direction of the proposed Big Bang event. They're hiding this fact by switching our observation point on the diagram of Big Bang event from the left side to the right side. This diagram is provided by NASA. But this switching of observation point is not solving their problem, but is creating many other problems. For example, first problem is, how will we arrive in this point before the light of Big Bang come there? The second problem is there stars on the front of us, but is no star behind us. We're not observing anything in the real universe.
Okay.
Obviously, this diagram cannot be correct for this reason. The third problem with this diagram is that according to their claim, the present position of cosmic microwave background is 32 billion years behind the current observation point. But on their diagram, that 32 billion years coming 32 billion years behind the Big Bang, 32 billion years in negative time. This is not nonsense. There cannot be anything before the Big Bang. The fourth problem is there where the cosmic microwave background is coming from the opposite direction of the Big Bang. I have to explain that observable universe is sphere, and we are in the center of this sphere. The cosmic microwave background is emitted from the outer rim of this sphere. We see always the origin of the light where it has been emitted, no more, no less. That means, in order this light to be emitted from the outer rim of the universe, of the observable universe, this light needs 13.7 billion years to travel back to us. But first, to get there, the universe needs 13.7 billion years to expand it. The combined time of expansion and traveling back of cosmic microwave background is 27.4 billion years, which is double than the proposed age of the universe by Big Bang theory. Only this fact is enough to prove beyond doubt that never has been any Big Bang event.
Wow.
We know that the most realistic diagram of sphere is cutoff projection, which is a circle. In the book, I am providing a circular diagram, cutoff projection of the observable universe, with a correct position of our observation point, where it's easy to understand that Big Bang, cosmic microwave background is coming from the opposite direction of the proposed Big Bang event. It becomes obvious that cosmic microwave background is coming from the opposite direction of the Big Bang if you look at this diagram. It becomes evident that cosmic microwave background has been emitted in time when the universe is supposed to be smaller than the atom. The next paradox is there where if we are able to see the glow of Big Bang, we also have to be able to see the first born galaxies. We have to see that these galaxies are getting closer and closer to each other in the direction of Big Bang. Unfortunately for the creation of the Big Bang theory, the distance between all galaxies anywhere in the universe is absolutely the same. The other fact is that the Hubble telescope provide us a picture and information that the primordial stars are well developed and further there where don't supposed to be galaxy is well developed universe with second generation stars containing iron and other heavy elements. This is just a few examples in the books, and I am providing a long range of scientific evidences for the impossibility of this scenario.
That's all in Val's book, Myths, Lies, Illusions, and the Way Out. Valentin Malinoff, our guest on the program. Information on the book at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You'll find the book available at Amazon. Time going by so quickly, so many important things to talk about. And Val does in great scientific detail in his book, Myths, Lies, Illusions, and the Way Out. How is our perspective on a grand scale applying to our current social and economic stagnation? What's the connection there?
The fact that universe is absolutely silent and nobody responding to our signal is a good message to us and is warning that the survival of civilizations is not guaranteed. We need to understand the world correctly to be able to understand what the condition should be to assure our survival of our civilization. Our correct understanding of the world can give us the correct fundamental principles which our society has to adopt in order to grow as ethical and intelligent society, and to give us chance to be accepted in the intelligent society of the universe.
What is your answer to a question that so many of us have? Are we alone in the universe? If the answer is not, why is the universe silent?
There are a few clues which can give us definite answer to these questions. I will start with our DNA. In our DNA package, 97% of so-called junk DNA. This junk DNA currently is unused or is non-active DNA. This is declared by the scientists to be puzzle. The understanding of the significance of this junk DNA coming from recent discovery that plants under stress is shedding non-essential part of their DNA is concentrating on the vital functions which will give the plants the necessary advantage to survive the stressful events. This is a revolutionary discovery which is turning the current understanding of evolutionary process upside down. That means that the evolutionary process is not a developing of new DNA, but the shedding of unwanted part of the active DNA and activating parts of the junk DNA. This makes a lot of sense because any random mutation, the chances of success are 1 to trillions in favor of failure. But if the species is dumping the non-essential DNA and choose good and useful part of the junk DNA, the chances of success are significant. The smoking gun in this story is the fact that primitive organisms have much more sophisticated package of DNA than the modern and more advanced organisms. The next significant fact on this story is the sudden appearance of many new types of complex organisms in so-called Cambrian explosion of life. The fact is that this life has arrived without any gradual development, because just before the Cambrian explosion has been the worst mass extinction. 96% of all life has disappeared during the snowball Earth. In the Cambrian explosion, has been 600 new types of species. Later, we have a more variety of related species, but the type of species are reducing significantly. The fact that the first life on Earth started with complete package of DNA, where it included all endless possibility of all possible different life forms, is telling us that this complex package has been deliberately introduced on Earth. I don't want to speculate who and how has introduced the biological life on the Earth. I just need to point that somebody is out there and we are not alone in the universe. You can call them aliens, universal intelligent society, or God, or whatever. It is your choice. We need to take into the account this fact to be able to consider our place in the universe and to rebuild our society according to the necessary law and the order on the environment on grand scale.
Well, you were giving us so much to ponder here in the program. I'm going to take few extra minutes here at the end. I want to, if you're just joining us, Valentin Malinoff is our guest on the program. His book is Myths, Lies, Illusions, and the Way Out. You'll find the book available at Amazon, the usual places. Go to our website. You can link on directly to Val's book. Is science against religion and religion against science?
To answer your question, first we have to come in clear terms for which religion and which science we have to consider. The fake science and corrupt religion institutions, or true science and all major world religions. As born Christian, I can say that Catholic Church as institution is not representing the value of Christian religion, because it's an institution which is associated with the Inquisition and burning of countless scientific books and many scientists also. It's the institution which silently approved the American slavery on the false assumption that Jesus never condemned slavery. Only the Catholic Church institution, not the believers, established this institution established by Roman Emperor, declared that the knowledge can be a sin, and Adam and Eva were punished for their desire for knowledge. All other major religions, Orthodox, Islam, Buddhist, Hindu, is not opposing human knowledge, and in their monastery, libraries, and temples, they are storing and preserving human knowledge. Thanks to the Arabs, which has preserved the writing of the ancient Greeks and Egyptian philosophers, we know how advanced knowledge possessing our ancestors. What about science? All great scientists in the past, as Newton, Faraday, Planck, and Einstein, all of them were deeply religious. The establishment of modern pseudoscience began with so-called Copenhagen interpretation in 1927, which is no more or less a scientific cop organized by the elite. This document put modern science into a dead-end road. Only after this scientific cop, the pseudoscientists declared that in science is no room for religion. Do we have to regard the people who are politicizing science to be representative of human knowledge and science? Obviously not. The science and religion is not opposing each other. They are complementing each other in the quest of giving us true explanation of who we are, where we come from, how to live in peace and prosperity, and what is our future and place in the universe. I have a message to the scientists. If they regard themselves as highly intelligent individuals, they should share their gift with the rest of humanity. That means that their supreme intelligence has to work for the benefit of all. To look only for glory and the financial benefit is not a sign of higher intelligence. That's why I am blaming Einstein, Eddington, Bohr, Darwin, and Stephen Hawking, and the army of scientists, because instead to work for us, they reluctantly joined the campaign of mass disinformation.
The book we're talking about is Myths, Lies, Illusions, and the Way Out. Valentin Malinoff, our guest from Melbourne, Australia, on the program. In a couple of minutes, it's gone by so quickly, but fascinating, and I encourage you to pick up a copy of Val's book, Myths, Lies, Illusions, and the Way Out. Do you have a solution for global warming, something that is on all of our minds as things are changing dramatically? Any solution you have in mind?
It is very easy to answer this question, and the answer is not the one which you are expecting. The answer is definitely yes. It is not my personal solution. This solution has been found at least 50 years ago when the solar panels has been invented. The scientists immediately start looking at how to store daytime produce electricity, and they found a cheap and reliable and widely available method to store daytime produced energy. The solution is daytime from the ocean or lower lake to pump water in the higher lake or higher reservoir. Nighttime, when there's no sunshine, the water collected in the higher lake will be released to drive water turbines and to produce electricity at the necessary rate. The efficiency of modern water pumps is about 96%. Water turbines have efficiency 99.5%. The loss of energy in this system is absolutely negligent compared to any other proposal as battery, molten salt, and etc. It will be cheap to install huge solar plants in the desert like Sakara, Nevada, Mugabe, Gobi, or Central Australia. This system providing the cheapest and the pollution-free energy compared to all other proposals with minimal losses and no environmental impact, minimum maintenance and maximum reliability. There is no any obstacles to providing humanity with free energy with no any carbon emission. There is only obstacles is that the big corporation cannot make a profit anymore, and our puppet governments will not allow us to build this system. This is the reason why this wonderful idea is carefully guarded from the public for more than 50 years.
What incredible information Valentin Melonov, our guest on the program, is sharing with us. To wrap up the program, what measures do you think we have to take to be able to put our order back into society, to get things in proper order, priority, so that we can start making some of these necessary changes?
I will repeat again, the first step is to make it possible to discuss freely our problems. This is the most vital first step which we have to take. The second step is to get rid of our incorrect knowledge and wrong perception perspective of the world. The most important part is to educate our society of what actually democracy is, its fundamental principles, and how it can be achieved. How can we achieve stable, long-lasting, and protected from corruption democracy? It is time for the elite to understand that this book is above politics. This book is explaining the roots of our fundamental misconceptions and the dire consequences for our society. The book is explaining the only possible way out of this tragic situation, the way of possible future for our children.
That's why this book is so important. The book is written by Valentin Melonov. I'll spell it here one more time. V as in Victor, A-L-E-N-T-I-N. Melonov is M-A-L-I-N-O-V. The book is Myths, Lies, Illusions, and the Way Out. You'll find it the usual places. I'll direct you to Amazon. You go to our website as well, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to the book. Val, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you for sharing this information from your perspective of, you've worked in physics, quantum mechanics, astronomy, philosophy. What a background you bring to this discussion. thank you so much for being with us from Melbourne, Australia via Skype. It's early in the morning tomorrow, your time over there as we're doing this. Thank you for being with us on the program. Fascinating conversation.
Thank you very much, Rick. It was a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you. Valentine Malinoff, our guest, the book Myths, Lies, Illusions, and the Way Out. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.